No, really, darling.
What is it now, my beloved?
You're not from the outer colonies. Close your mouth while you chew.
Then how do I put the food in?
Other people seem to manage. Do not look round. Now everyone is staring.
Darling, you're being quite loud.
Well, do not talk while you're eating. You are such an embarrassment.
Darling?
You do not need any more to drink.
What? Oh, I didn't mean that. I just wondered, is something the matter? You don't seem entirely overjoyed with me this evening.
Oh, you noticed.
I have an intuition for these things.
Is that right? You did not notice my hair.
What about your hair? Oh, very nice. Very you. I'm sure I said so before. Was it very expensive?
You are a monster.
And you should have listened to your mother. Yes, my angel, I know. Oh, what now? Where are you going?
Anywhere, not with you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You've hardly touched your drink. Fine. This means more for me.
It was fun being married to Villa. Oh, when he first suggested it, I thought he'd gone completely mad. You have gone completely mad.
But it's perfect. We go out to dinner, have a blazing row, you storm off and...
People will notice us.
That's the clever bit, if I say so myself. And I have to, if no one else will.
Oh, Villa.
They'll notice us anyway. We're strangers in town. So we try to keep a low profile and they'll know we're up to no good. If we've got to go on this mission...
Blake says you have to.
He's never been one to listen to reason. But if we have to go, much better to hide in plain sight.
Make them think we're ordinary.
More than that. Something they can dismiss. They'll be embarrassed for us or laugh at us at our expense.
They will dismiss us as a threat, so you can get close to our contact.
And if you happen to be wandering about after curfew, say you found yourself outside the communications base, it's because you need some space from your pig of a husband. What do you think?
I always knew you were a conniving, devious little weasel.
That's what you love about me.
Porto 4 was a small refinery town on the second largest continent of the planet Kangli. It might have been nice with its view over the glittering pink sea and a glimpse of distant mountains, but the tang from the refinery and the constant clank of work had a wearying effect. Even as we walked down to the harbour on that first afternoon, I felt the energy draining from me, the first stirrings of a headache. How do they survive here?
Now, darling, it's rude to judge. But this is going to be our home. You should be pleased I got this promotion. A new life for us both. A fresh start.
The dullness in my head as if my senses are numbing.
I feel like that sometimes when I talk to Avon. You think there's something in the air?
Yes, that is what it is.
You mean it's drugged and we're breathing it in?
No, it's more than that. Look at them. Look at their faces. They've all given up.
Well, it is sort of dreary. If you were stuck here knowing you'd never escape.
That is it. The despair soaking into everything. No hope, no ambition. I do not understand it. Why don't they leave or shout out or fight anything?
The troopers would stop them.
There are no troopers. Not that I can see. They mustn't need them here. The people are already broken.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be stuck here either. So hold on to your teleport bracelet.
I even brought a spare.
Yes, let's find...